Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Jacobs. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Elmer Jacobs. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jacobs. Simmons moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale bunts towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wheat moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. Wheat moves to third. Cochran moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley is walked intentionally. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wheat scores. Cochran moves to third. Boley moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Quinn, and towards Bishop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobs strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krause moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn bunts towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Nays moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Moberg pinch hits for Roger Peckinpah. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. Nays scores. Metzler moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing shortstop. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Boone pinch hits for Buck Krause. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.